Oh, so this is the thanks I get for working overtime.
Overtime!
Good evening and welcome into Overtime.
What the hell is that?
What do you mean?
What is that?
It's my little twist on the opening. I mean, like, is that not good? Like, do you not like it? It's kind of like
it's kind of like
the All Right on overrated underrated for Talk Sports.
Okay.
I don't know if I guess you don't listen. Thanks for listening to the show on Wednesdays.
I love it.
Such a like come in.
It's just supposed to get people excited. Like
yeah.
It's overtime. Like let's go. You know. Like
okay.
I mean the intro kind of makes me get hype. Like you know overtime. Dun-na-na-na. Like I just think it's you know it's something to get the juices flowing.
I'm with you rolling.
Like. I don't know about you, but like whenever we kind of get into these shows, kind of get started, like I usually get like a little bit of butterflies
right.
in the stomach, like right before. But whenever the music starts,
you're in.
I get hyped. I start getting up. Like you usually I just throw John and Cody on the Periscope. If I can ever get the Periscope working, here we go. Broadcast now. We're set.
Here we go.
It should be out. All right. So usually I just show John and Cody on the Periscope, but if I ever put myself up there, you'll see, like, as we're kind of getting settled, like, I'm kind of, like, looking around. I feel a little nervous. But then whenever I hit that Talk Sports and you hear the, hey, yeah, I'm like, okay.
There we go.
And then I kind of start getting, I'm like, hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
I like it. It's like your pre-sports game ritual.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Like, I just, whenever I hear that music, I start getting hyped up. And
yeah.
I don't know, like, I just kind of figured I don't know how, like I said, like, I listen to most of Overtime. I usually don't get to catch the very beginning, you know, but, like, usually I'll listen, like, while I'm kind of making dinner or something,
mm-hmm.
kind of getting into my night.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I never really get to catch the opening, so I don't really know how Tanner opens it, so I thought I'd just throw my own little twist on it.
I like it.
How does he normally do it? Just, like, welcome into Overtime.
Yeah, I guess. He's like, hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
We are talking on radio. My name is Tanner. Well, anyways, I'm Ben Lee. Alongside me from Wednesday to Friday,
yeah.
Julia Ramsey. And all the way down on the other end of the room.
Way down there.
I feel like I couldn't even throw a stone down there sometimes.
No. You do have a weak arm.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Just kidding. You threw football to me in middle school.
Already. 606, welcome to
Will is looking for an ass whooping today. Will has been looking for an ass whooping today. We've already had some controversy over in the office earlier waiting on the show to start. But
I like it.
We got intern Will way down there. We got a fun show. We actually have sports to talk about.
I know.
So like, hey, if you guys are some of those people that were like, oh, they're not gonna talk about anything, I'm out. Hey, guess what? You get to stick around.
Yeah.
We actually have Tennessee news. We've got NBA news. We've got college football news. We've got NFL news. There's a lot of stuff happening. I'm actually pretty excited.
It is exciting.
We might only have to BS like two segments today.
Yeah.
And Will is hosting birthdays.
I know.
So I finally get to take on our residential champion,
sure,
Julia,
yeah,
and get to flex my knowledge a little bit. Get to.
Will said it's a really good day. So.
Will said
it's an A minus, if not an A day.
I'm very glad that you got the A minus day.
It makes my job so much easier.
And not yesterday, because I'm sure you would have put on those damn YouTube stars that I don't want to hear about.
All of these guys should know. No, they're
If there's a YouTube star, Julia's beating your ass.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of the YouTube stars.
No, it's all people you should know, and the two This Days in Histories, they're a little challenging, but you should know them as well, because the hints are easy.
Well, good.
That's good, that's good. I'm excited. I'm excited to finally get my debut. Really, it's not even my debut. I had one show with Brandon and Tanner my first year here, during the Christmas season, and Tanner beat me down.
Yeah.
I don't know that I scored.
Yeah, I wasn't around when Tanner was playing because he's always been hosting.
He's always been your host. Yeah,
he did say that when he played, he used to be the champ.
He used to wreck shop.
Yeah,
and that's not an exaggeration. Like I said, whenever we played,
he knows a lot of people.
When we played, I 100%, I lost 7-0.
Yeah,
and I felt like an idiot because I was like, there's seven names, I can't get one.
Right,
I can't get one of these things. But I was not used to. I wasn't used to it at the time. Now, I'm ready. I've been.
You say you play along.
I play along. Yeah. I've been able to, beat some. I still think Cole cheated. Honestly, it'd be like he there.
That's a whole nother thing to go into.
I mean, I feel like there are times that he'd be like, "All right, he's an actor. He turned 30. Liam Neeson."
Yeah.
Like it was like, what? Dude, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, come on, you saw that. I know you saw that.
And Tanner says he lets you, if you see it on Twitter, if you see it on social media happen to, then he
lets
that slide. It's fair,
yeah. But there were some that, come on.
Cole's not going to know
Jennifer Aniston's birthday.
Yeah.
That's not popping up on his timeline.
Right.
Maybe like O.J. Simpson's or something like that,
Yeah, it was a little questionable sometimes, but hey.
Not to speak ill of the dead. Well, he's not actually dead.
Just dead
to us.
To the show.
But as we said, we got some actual Tennessee news. I think we'll kind of start off with Grant Williams doing some stuff in the NBA.
He's killing.
He actually signed his contract. You see that?
I did.
He's officially a part of the Boston Celtics.
He's official.
They did it after a stellar game last night where he had 21 points, and I don't know if you guys have seen this stat. I don't have it up to date. This is actually as of not last night's game, but the one before.
Mm-hmm.
He was plus 60 in the summer league.
That's efficient.
That's efficient as heck.
Yes.
All right, this man, we said it a lot on Talk Sports, like his ability to move the ball from the paint, from the post position,
mm-hmm.
is something that a lot of teams like really, really look for in a big guy. Something that he really specializes in, being able to catch the ball, take two dribbles, look over his shoulder, and know, oh, I've got a wide open guy for three.
Yep.
Right over his shoulder, fastball to the corner.
Well.
Yeah, he's got great ball vision, great IQ, and he knows how to get under people's skin.
Yeah, he does.
At least one guy's skin.
We found that out last night.
As Grayson Allen is in headlines again. I've actually got some of that audio. It's under a name that it's Grayson is and I can't. It's a word I don't know that we can use on air. So we'll get to that later on.
Okay.
Maybe in the next segment.
All right.
So, I think we'll go ahead and hit an early break so we can really spend a good amount of time
break it down.
On Grant Williams and Grayson Allen getting into it last night.
Yeah.
Mostly Grayson. So on the other side, we'll talk about how Grayson Allen is a little bitch. Back on the program, talking a little bit about Grayson Allen and Grant Williams getting into it last night. If you haven't seen the news, haven't heard the news, Grayson Allen and Grant Williams gotten into a little skirmish. We have a clip from the very last foul that's given, but to give you some context, earlier in the game, earlier in the game, Grayson actually hits Grant in the back of the head and just gets a regular foul. And
is
then
it regular or technical?
This is the first one, so he's just a regular foul.
Okay.
And then About 3 minutes later, other side of the court, Grant's setting a pick, and Grayson gets stuck, can't get through it, and just decides, I'm just going to throw Grant to the ground.
Yeah.
And throws him. That's when he gets his first flagrant. And here is where he gets his second one.
Allen swung at Williams, who's going back at him now.
And that happened early, and Williams is right.
Yeah,
Williams is absolutely right. That happened earlier, and Allen's going to do that. But I've watched this. Williams set a legitimate back screen on Grayson Allen, and Grayson Allen responded, and I'm interested to see the replay because he did take a swing at Grant Williams. We didn't see the whole thing. It started from a back screen. Just get him out of this game now.
He caught a decent amount of head, more head than I thought.
I don't even think he was swinging at the ball. I'm telling you, this infuriates me.
Me too.
So Grayson Allen, a flagrant foul, penalty one. He has been ejected. And look, Grayson Allen can hold his arms
out. Watch this. There's a back screen. He didn't like it.
He's whining.
He's whining. Yeah, the whole time. And the thing I think I hate most about it is that he was a little punk. Like, he waited.
He's got to stay on brand.
He gets, okay, so he gets, Grant's setting a back screen, trying to help out, you know, get some guys open.
Yeah.
He rolls off the screen, gets a feed from the point guard, starts to go up, and is in the, like, has the ball well over his head in the motion of scoring, and that's when Grayson comes up, and he's got a balled fist. Like, it's not, he's not swiping at the ball. He's not trying to make a block. If you go and watch, if you go and find this video, and I'll retweet it onto my timeline for you guys to go, you guys to go find BWLE18. Hit me with a follow if you want to. If you go and watch, if you go and watch this, you can see he's got a bald fist, and he just comes down over top and hits him in the head. And as soon as Grant turns around to say "What's up, bud?" Grayson is behind the, before he can even get a word out, Grayson's behind the ref just, what, man? What? Yeah. What'd I do? What'd I do? I didn't do anything. I'm just trying to play ball.
Yeah.
That's just, that's the biggest punk move. If you're going to do that, get up in his face.
Right.
All right? Be a man about it. And I even tweeted at Grayson. I said, hey, man, if you come at my boy like that again, I'll swing in the streets first time I see you.
I think you weren't the only one that probably said that.
I was like, I don't know what it was this morning. I was on a different level. I was fighting mad.
Yeah.
Like, over just, like, some small stuff, like, but small things this morning. I was like, Grayson Allen, he's going to catch these hands. next time I'm in Memphis, Grayson, you watch your back.
Yeah, I feel like he's, like, the king of the cheap shots.
He is. Like, I mean, and, like, and I hate that I couldn't find the extended clip, because in the extended one, you hear him talk about more of the hit earlier, because he does the same thing, and it was actually on a jump shot. He's on a jump shot. Grant goes up and basically gets punched in the back of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Like he gets two punches in the back of the head from Grayson. And shout out to Grant Williams for being a consummate professional, because even his quotes after the game, when asked about it, all he had to say was, Grayson is a great competitor. He's always going to compete at the highest level.
Mm-hmm.
He did some great things at Duke, and you know, I respect him for always competing at the highest level or something like that. Grant took the high road, which kind of made me mad. It's like, you know what, Grant? You're in the NBA. You got to have some tude now.
I don't know.
No, come
you
on.
Don't, you don't want to give Grayson Allen that attention that he's wanting. You don't want to give it to him. You don't want to give him the satisfaction of being like, oh, yeah, you annoyed me by doing this.
I mean, if
Grant's
I'm
Grant's just like, yeah, whatever. He's
if
good.
I'm Grant, I wouldn't have even let the ref stop me. I'd have kept walking at him. I'd have kept going, because Grant, as soon as he turned around and saw Grayson was behind the ref, just, oh, I didn't, what's going on, man? I didn't do anything. What? I didn't, what?
Grant knows he's above this kid. He knows what he's up to, what he's done in the past at Duke and now in the NBA. It's just, you know, laughable.
But I wish I could have found the extended clip. I found it earlier, but I couldn't get it again. But the announcers... The announcers,
they were over it.
Oh, they were over it early.
Yeah.
Like the first flagrant, actually it was really like that first foul that could have been considered a flagrant, and then the flagrant, they were just ripping into Grayson. They were like, they need to get this guy out of here now. I mean, he's been doing this for years now.
Right.
Back to his days at Duke, when they would just let him run all over and just do whatever, and they protected him, and they were just like, Grayson is, my headphones started buzzing, got me off my track. I just started freaking out just then.
You're good.
They're like...
Do you want the quote?
Yes, said, please.
Dan DeKick? I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
That's good enough.
But shout out Dan. He was the commentator in the Summer League game, and his criticism was that Duke defended him ad nauseum, enabled him. Now it just continues. Truthfully, it's just exhausting. If he were this tough, grinded out, fighting guy, you'd say, all right. But he just stays around the perimeter, avoids contact, and does stuff like this.
Exactly. It's not like he's a hard-nosed player that's always fighting to the rim and you know, playing actual physical ball.
It's not like he's Patrick Beverley. Patrick Beverley, he does everything,
yeah,
and he still gets in people's heads. Grayson Allen doesn't do anything. He's just there to try to get in someone's head and take a little cheap shot.
Yeah, he's not a slasher that's actually going to, you know, use physical play. He's just going to be a punk that takes cheap shots, tries to trip people, tries to get in your head by being a punk. I've made the comparison that I think he's just the spoiled, rich, white kid,
mm-hmm,
that shows up to the court, and whenever you start calling him on his BS, starts huffing and puffing and, I don't want to play anymore. You guys are mean.
He's the coach's son. He's the definition of a coach's son.
Yeah, he's the definition of the...
That's probably how
he was. You can't really say that, because like, there's a difference between just a coach's son and the coach's son that gets put in because he's the kid. He's coach's kid.
I mean, Grayson Allen obviously has talent. He's in the NBA, so he's not like the coach's son who just gets thrown in because
he's
a coach's son.
Yeah, he's got athleticism. He's won dunk contests. You know, like he played at Duke. I think they won a national title while he was there. If not, they got there and lost.
It was the year Kentucky lost to Wisconsin in the Final Four.
I remember
season.
That game.
Yep, he was there.
I remember that game. 38 and done. I was so happy. And it helped even more. My in-laws, they're Kentucky fans.
My
brother's wife's family.
Yeah.
And... it was just amazing being able to text them, like, Kentucky once again. And they were like, further than you ever made it. And I was like, I don't care. You ain't going to the championship. You had this great historic season.
Yeah.
Had this amazing 38 win. You know, we're going undefeated all the way.
Yeah.
Oh, couldn't do it. Couldn't get past Frank
Kaminsky, Sam Decker.
You couldn't get past
White
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You couldn't get past big, goofy Frank Kaminsky.
That was the year Justice Winslow and Jahlil Okafor and Quinn Cook were all taking over Duke too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! Shout out Will today.
And this is my college basketball in like the 2000s to 2010s. My golden era.
Your golden era.
My golden era. Yes, of what I know, anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like I mean, I respect Grayson Allen for being a good athlete. I respect him for making the NBA. Just don't be a freaking punk.
I don't like the way he plays.
Just grow up and be a man,
all
right?
That may have worked when you were at Duke, but you're in the NBA now.
Yeah.
And they're going to throw you out for that crap.
I mean, like, someone's going to swing on him.
Yeah.
Someone's going to swing on him, and he's not going to take it well.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be a point where he messes with the wrong person. Like, I'm trying to think, like, who's, like...
I think that's what he needs. He needs a reality check.
Yeah, he does. He needs someone to take him out. And show him what's up.
Yeah.
Take him out back and...
tell him you're not going to get away with this crap in the NBA.
Like, well, who's the most badass guy in the NBA you can think of now?
Who would you be
right now?
Of?
Like for a while, like, I would never mess with JR. Like, I wouldn't mess with JR Smith.
No, yeah. See, I would say, like, JR Smith when he was in the league... or he's still in the league. Matt Barnes when he was in the league. Gerald Green, don't want to mess with Gerald Green.
Don't want to mess with him.
He always finds a way to be in the middle of everything. I'm trying to think. I mean, there's a lot of guys out there you wouldn't want to mess with, obviously, because they're all giant. But comparatively to Grayson Allen, I would say Gerald Green or someone like that who's still in the league, in the Western Conference, I'd watch out.
Someone like a Dennis Rodman or something. You know. If you're on, just the ideal, you know.
Just a big old boy?
Yeah.
Who's I mean,
not
yeah.
He, take that crap.
That's what he needs. He needs a reality check. He needs someone to, as Russell Smith would say, take him out back, bend him over a barrel, and show him the 50 states, maybe even the unincorporated territories.
Yeah.
He needs a good old asshole. Just,
why do you pick Grant of all people? Grant's like the nicest guy I've
methodical in the way he picked him.
Well, I mean, like, Grant was working him, to be quite honest. Like, yeah. I said, like, he had 21 points, and he scored 7 of them against Grayson, and was shutting him, like, every time he got put on him, he was shutting him down. He was working the back screens. Like, Grayson was having issues moving around the court. Like, yeah. he was having problems. And it's honestly one of those things. It's like, Grant got in his head just by playing better basketball. Like, he probably didn't even talk crap to him. Like, yeah. He probably wasn't even talking trash. Like, he was literally just set pick.
No, he was getting worked.
Yeah, he was just set pick, thrown to the ground.
Yeah.
Which I think that's the most ridiculous thing. Like, I think that should have been the injection immediately.
That was the first flagrant.
when he threw him to the ground.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like that was like blindside or like taking a cheap shot on Grayson Allen.
Grayson
was just sending
ran
a good
face
pick.
First yeah. into him.
Yeah.
Couldn't get off the pick and just decided, screw this, and just threw him. Like, got underneath his forearm. Like, that's the thing is, Grayson tried to make it sort of seem like a foul on Grant by getting his arm underneath Grant's to make it look like he hooked him. But Grant, you know, Grant is one of the more technically sound players that I think we've ever watched. And, you know, like, his ability to box out someone with that big old butt of his is literally, like, the most, like, technical thing I've ever watched. He just gets in the lowest, like, squatting position and has that ass out there.
He does.
And he just backs it up on him.
Yeah.
It's just one, like, so, like, Grant had him perfectly picked up. He got his arm underneath him and tried to make it look like it was a foul, slung him. And Grant, love the guy. He knows how to flop right.
That's true.
He probably let Grayson, you know, there's no way Grayson's throwing that man actually to the ground. He sold it a little bit, but, you know, that's part of the game.
Yeah.
You got it, like if you know you're in the right, but you're not, like, Grayson Allen's not throwing 6'6", 6'7", 240-pound Grant Williams to the side. He's not. But, you know, Grant gave in a little bit, you know, tumbled down. I think he might have been trying to hurt the other player because he went right into his knee, you know, as he was kind of stumbling. So, I mean, smart move by Grant. He's out there.
He's always thinking.
He's playing 4D chess while all these guys are playing checkers.
Honestly, that brain of his, he's always thinking.
So, yeah, that's
pretty,
the...
Pretty nuts.
That's the big news coming out of the NBA Summer League, at least for Vols.
I feel like Grayson Allen hasn't been relevant for so long. And then when he is relevant,
it's bad news.
It's stuff like this.
Yeah, always.
That he's known for.
Always.
Yeah.
Like it's one of those things, like, what were we talking about, like, if the other day where we just said, you know, like, if you run into a jerk everywhere you go, there's one common factor. There's one common factor.
That. If you don't get along with a lot of people, you know,
you might be the jerk.
Yeah.
Hey, Grayson, you're a punk.
Yeah, that might be you. And obviously, he's not confident enough in his own game to be able to rely on his skills. He has to play a little bit of the dirty play.
He's probably mad that he's a second-year player going to the Summer League.
That's true.
But, I mean, campaign. He's playing in the Summer League, and he's like a 10-year veteran, and you don't see him shoving people to the ground.
Right.
So,
there's a 10-year veteran in the Summer League?
Cameron Payne, you know the guy who used to have the fancy handshakes with Russell Westbrook on the
Thunder? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's in the Summer League again. He dropped like 37 the other day.
It's because he's playing against kids.
I would hope so.
He's playing against guys who
have been around for 10 years.
Yeah, like
I kind of hope he's just a strictly Summer League only player. He makes his shine within the first like month and a half and then doesn't come out until next summer.
Is he not on a roster?
I have no idea.
Well, if he's playing on a summer league team, he's on some kind of roster.
I think.
What team is it?
Let me look.
Oh, that'll be good. We'll just sit here in silence while you look that up.
You caught me off guard. I was just trying.
He's just putting it out there. He should make it known that he's like, hey, I'm the guy that dominates summer league. I don't care how long I've been here. That's me.
that'd be the funniest shtick, actually. Like, hey guys, like.
You're going to see me in Summer League next
I know
summer.
I've been collecting a check in the NBA for 10 years, but, like, is it cool if I just chill in the Summer League for a little while? Like,
why not?
You guys, like, I mean, they get paid, like, some kind of, like, it's like.
They get paid. It's not a lot.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's, like, probably a couple grand, maybe up to 5 or 10 for a game or something like that. Like, so I'm sure, like, Cameron Payne's still collecting a decent check. Like, nothing like
I
you
mean,
got.
I mean, Will knows who he is.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, but, like, that'd just be so funny. It's like, yeah, I'm a 10-year vet in the league, but I'm just going to chill in the Summer League for now if that's cool. Like, I mean, these guys got to learn how to play in the NBA, right?
Yeah, why not?
I'm a constant professional.
He can be the, you know, older
Will, do you
mentor?
Have this data for me yet?
That's what I can't find it.
Are you serious? Did you just
lie
to me?
No, I'm dead serious.
Did you just lie to me
Twitter
about who Cameron Payne's playing for?
We don't know where he is. But we know he's in the summer league. Somewhere.
So it says the last team on his Wikipedia, the last team he played for was the Cavs. I'm not sure if that's the team he's playing with currently in the summer league. I'm trying to find that.
Let's see. Cameron Payne, 32 point highlights in the summer league.
Killing it.
Against the Sacramento Kings.
Who was he playing for? Does it say?
I'm waiting for this video to load.
Okay.
He's playing for Dallas.
Dallas, okay.
He dropped 32 against Sacramento this past weekend in the summer league. That's hilarious. I'm so glad you told me about that. I'm going to start trying to find him. I'm going to go home and start trying to look and watch these Mavericks summer league games just to watch Cameron Payne ball on these like 18, 19, 20-year-olds that are just trying to make a name for themselves. Like they're just trying to find any way into the NBA because like the way it works, first round picks typically have their spot on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Second round picks, you gotta earn your spot. Like that's why the summer league exists.
Yeah.
Admiral Schofield, Jordan Bone, they're not on the roster. They're not on the roster. They're gaining recognition. They're gaining, a chance to play on this roster.
Yeah.
And you got Campaign dropping
32. And you got Campaign trying to steal these spots from guys. Campaign trying to show up kids, just trying to make a name for themselves, and he's a 10-year vet in the league. That's hilarious. I kind of like it, kind of hate it. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence.
Hey.
Is it a good or bad thing?
I love it.
It's kind of funny.
I mean, just shows the love he has for the game, the more basketball he wants to play.
He doesn't get no offseason for Cameron Payne.
Even if it's
no
not the most desired minutes, it's still minutes nonetheless, and you got a basketball in your hand.
So that's the big news coming out of the summer league, at least with some Tennessee guys. Might try to find an Admiral update. I know he dropped 16 the other night. Bone got to play in his first game last night or the night before, I think, so we'll try to find some stats there.
Yeah, Bone's last game, he did really well.
Really?
Yeah, I believe.
That would have been Tuesday or Monday night, and he had a couple of assists. His assist-to-turnover ratio wasn't that great, but he still played pretty good basketball.
All right. We'll try to find that on the other side. We got a lot to talk about. Russell Westbrook trade. We got, some college football stuff. Got some racist news coming out of the governor's house. I mean,
jeez,
there's a lot of stuff today.
Everything. We got everything.
There's a lot of stuff. Shout out Tanner for doing the show prep. I guess Tanner didn't like how the show was going the last couple days. I don't know.
I'm sure he did. He's just helping us out.
The last couple days, kind of just winging it, doing our thing. I thought we had good time, right?
I had a great time.
I thought we were doing a pretty good show. All of a sudden, I get a message today, and it's me, Julia, and Will, and Tanner in a group DM, and Tanner's just sending all these articles, please, God,
go.
Don't ruin my show. And I'm just like, oh, well, hey, at least thanks for doing the prep for me. Stick with us. We'll be back on the other side. This is Overtime here on Fan Run Radio. On the program, talking a little NBA, gonna stick there. Sorry for all the NBA haters. I know there's a lot in Knoxville. We get tweets like that.
Hey,
all
that's the news we got right now.
We got tweets.
Take it or leave.
We get so many tweets on Talk Sports. Like, there's this one guy. I was telling y'all about him.
Got it.
Yesterday. Good Lord, my brain is working so much faster than my mouth. Or maybe my mouth is working so much faster than my brain.
Oh, geez, Ben.
I'm messed up. I was telling you guys about him yesterday.
Yeah.
DMs John all the time, don't talk the effing NBA, you jackass. Nobody wants to hear that. Tennessee sports.
Everybody has their preferences.
And it's like,
you can't please everyone.
John was finally just like, dude, I don't go to your job and tell you how to do it. Please shut up. And it actually kind of worked. Although he got mad again yesterday. It's a whole thing. But,
can't please everyone.
It's kind of funny. As we're talking NBA, one of my favorite bands, the Dirty Govnas. You guys ever listen to the Dirty Govs?
No.
Yes. My dad loves that band.
Fun fact, my brother actually was the original bassist in it.
Shout out Ben's brother.
But then quit and went to college And then they got famous, and...
But he's got an education, college education.
I mean, he passed her dirty governors. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like it was like they were like, it was kind of a situation where they're kind of like, hey, we're about to kind of do a summer tour. Do you want to hop on? You know?
Yeah.
And he was like, nah, I think, I don't think this is really going to go anywhere. Like he was the guy in the Beatles.
He didn't believe.
Yeah, he's like, I don't really think this is really going to go anywhere, guys, so I'm just going to go to school and kind of figure it out from there.
Jeez.
And, like, it was, like, that summer was, like, their album just blew up. And then, like...
Did you try to get back in with him? Like, wedges
Nah, he was way too deep. Like, by the
Burned
time...
too many bridges.
Whenever they blew up, like, he was already, like, probably, like, 3 or 4 months into school and, like, kind of making his way there.
That's rough.
And they just blew up, and then they had the number one, and then they released their other album, Hearts on Fire, which was the number one album on iTunes for a summer and a half.
Jeez!
Yeah, it was rough, but I love them. They just tweeted, all these NBA moves are cool. Oh, well, I didn't read the whole tweet, dang it.
Oh, no.
All these NBA moves are cool and all, but the best pickups of the last several years were definitely us signing Cosmo Holloway and Kevin Hyphantis to long-term deals.
Would that be... bandmates?
Are those NBA names, Will?
They don't sound like NBA names, no.
Let me, I'm just going to Google Cosmo Holloway real quick.
Huh.
That sounds maybe like they signed him to their recording label or
they
something.
They don't have a recording
or not
label.
Not like, never mind.
That's,
Yeah, definitely a band member.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Well.
When we first started this band, Cosmo was an already well-established local musician in another group, blah, blah. All right, so never mind. Dirty Gov's taking a shot at the NBA. Dang it. Well, anyways. But
there is news nonetheless.
Shout out Will again. You're killing it today, man.
Trying.
I told you to be confident. He's feeling it.
He came right out
he
from
came
the gate
ready.
Strong.
Yeah, he came ready to
taking
go.
Taking shots at you.
I know. Will's feeling it today. We might have to knock that confidence down a little bit.
No, keep it going.
Like,
I need you up, but a little bit down. Like the role of the producer is to be the third that we get to kick around. At least that's how it is on Talk Sports. I don't know if
so. You're the third.
Yeah, they make
around.
Fun of me.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure you're liking having a different role.
Oh yeah, it's great to be over here.
Yeah.
Whenever I was on Three and Out, got to mess with Will a lot. That was fun.
That's just the role of the intern, I feel like.
But I got to mess with Billy too, and he did not like it. He hated it. He hated me calling him a sheep. He was like, "I'm critical of Rick Barnes." I was like, "Not right now. You're saying give him more time." After we just had this debacle of an off season, I had him just really flustered. He hated it. He
it's probably
hated
good
it.
Radio though.
Oh yeah, he was getting so frustrated.
Yeah.
And like even after like when we would get to the break, he's like, "I'm not a damn sheep." Like I think I actually got under his skin a little bit.
So you're the Grayson Allen of Fan Run Studios?
No, I'm not a punk. I'm just funny and smart.
Okay.
Really, really smart. God.
Will's still coming at you. I like it.
Now I'm just off. Russell Westbrook got traded to the Rockets.
He did. Like right after we got off the air. Too.
Yeah.
We could have had some sports.
Woj waited till 8:15.
Yeah.
8:15 to drop a bomb on us and couldn't give it to us at like 7.
Yeah.
Couldn't give it to us at 7.
7:30.
I would have even taken like 7:55 just so we had a
couple of seconds to talk about it. Breaking the news.
Oh, yeah. That would have been awesome. I'd have loved to have some breaking news. I'd have run out, gotten the Talk Sports horn, been like,
no.
Woo, 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 woo.
We don't have – that's Talk Sports' thing.
Do you guys have a breaking news thing?
I think we do.
Oh.
It's in there somewhere. I don't know where it is.
See, like, I can't trust Will to go get it. not at the drop of a hat like that.
Well,
but anyways, Adrian, as we said, Adrian Wojnarowski,
nice,
otherwise known as the Woj Bomb, says that the Oklahoma City Thunder have agreed to trade Westbrook to Houston for Chris Paul and first round picks in 2024, 2026, and draft pick swaps in 2021 and 2025.
Mm-hmm.
This actually gives them I think it's four first round draft picks in the next like. All the way until 2022.
Yes.
Like they've got a they've got a first round draft pick every single year until 2022.
They've got a lot to build off of.
And then obviously some because they got some from the Clippers, and there was another trade. Do you remember who it was, Will? bad another radio. Trade, yeah. There was another trade where they got two more. So basically, like, they've got a 2020 first round, a 2021 first round, 2022, and yeah. They just got this 2024 and 2026 as well, and then swapped 2021 and 2025, which I don't really know how that works. It's just like wherever they are in the draft automatically switches, is what I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess.
But I got some more audio. I've been really working today, guys.
Tell me audio.
I got a lot of pressure off of Tanner sending me those articles. I was like, I think I gotta do some more show prep. So I started getting some audio together. So I got Harden actually speaking on Russ getting traded to the Rockets.
Okay.
Will, if you'll fire that off for us.
I've been knowing Russell since I was like 10 years old. Like, we grew up together, so. Obviously, when I left Oklahoma City, I was sad. But then Houston made a home for me. Like, Rockets is my home, you know? And now the opportunity came available to where Russ wasn't happy. And now we're back. And it's going to be a lot of fun this year. I guarantee you that. It's going to be a lot of excitement.
James Harden guarantees a lot of excitement.
Jeez.
Which I am excited. Like,
a lot of people are excited about this.
I was a huge fan of that first of when they were all first together with the Thunder. That 2012 team was one of the most amazing things I think I've ever seen. And like, we have the beauty of hindsight, the advantage of hindsight looking mm-hmm. back, because you know there was three MVP players on that team, and then as well as Serge Ibaka, who's a first team defender, one of the better defenders in the league.
Yes.
Kind of gets credited with handling LeBron in that series, actually.
Yeah.
So I was actually really excited to see this. Whenever they were all together, everyone kind of said that Harden didn't like everybody else, mm-hmm. which like I always kind of thought was a false narrative. It was like one of those things where it was like the money actually didn't really work out. Like they had these four guys that were obviously superior talents and got you to a finals. And Russ is actually one of the few players in history that has a 40-point finals game. So like he's one of those guys that like when he's been on the big stage, he's kind of shown out. Now obviously recently he's had a bad reputation of the triple doubles,
yeah,
meaning more to him than the actual season, because like
right, because when he gets to the playoffs
he's gassed. Yeah, he's got, there's nothing left in the tank,
doesn't,
which is why a lot of these guys are resting now.
Yeah,
82 games is a lot, and Russ is one of those players that he's not one of those guys that rests. Like he hates that.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but it's one of those things.
So I mean, like, you can appreciate it, but at the same time it's like, buddy,
and I was
don't
even
you want to win a championship?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I was even listening to a clip from Chauncey Billups earlier talking about his time playing with Carmelo Anthony. Thank you.
Yeah.
Carmelo Anthony. And he just said, like, you know, the problem with him and why he's not in the league now, because he probably still has, like, a few years, like, 2 or 3 years in the tank, is scoring 30 just meant way too much to Carmelo.
Yeah.
It was like, he said there were games that he'd score 20, 22, even 25,
mm-hmm.
and they'd win, and he'd be pissed off in the locker room because he didn't get his stats.
Yeah.
But then there'd be games where he'd score 30-plus, like he said 36 to be like exact, to be quite honest, to use the exact quote.
Mm-hmm.
He said he'd score 36, but we'd lose, and he'd be in the locker room hype trying to get people up. And it's like, dude, we just lost the game. Like, I know you had a decent one, but the
yeah.
rest of us are pissed, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like Harden's kind of in that situation where it seems like he's cared more about getting his own, or not Harden, Russ, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Russ has been in that situation where it seems like he's kind of been more for himself than he has been the overall betterment of the team. So hopefully kind of getting back with, like, Harden said that they grew up together. He's like, I've known him since we were 10 years old.
Yeah.
We grew up playing this game. So hopefully being back with a guy he really likes, one of his really good buddies,
mm-hmm.
he kind of starts to think more of a team mentality. And Russ, like, honestly, is one of the better passers in the league still. Like,
right.
The ability, like, he'll have the ability to use his speed because he is still at, he's close to 30 now, might even be over it. At his age, he's still one of the faster guards in the league, if not the fastest. Like,
yeah.
So he'll be out there gun into the paint and be able to kick it to Harden. Harden will do his weird little two steps that may or may not be a travel, but they let it slide every time.
Yeah.
Knock down a three, and they'll be gassing each other up. Now, it is kind of weird that they built this team to shoot three-pointers, and they traded for a guy who is not a great three-point shooter. But Russ has his moments. You know, yeah. He's had his clutch shots himself, so
he needed to be with another star. Like,
yeah,
he could not take on Oklahoma City Thunder by himself.
Exactly. He's not a guy that can put a whole team on his back like a KD or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he needs another talent, and I'm excited to see him with Harden. We're really up against it. I've kind of been pushing it. We got Mount Rushmore up next. Is that right?
That's right.
Mount Rushmore up next. We're doing the best smells.
Yep.
Up next. It is time for Mount Rushmore. I keep wanting to say birthdays. I'm really excited for birthdays. It's time for Mount Rushmore. We are putting up our favorite smells. And no one seems to want to go first, so I'm going to choose Will.
Oh.
Well, there's quite a few weird ones on my list. We have five minutes. Number one, I have hardwood, like fresh hardwood that's just been installed into a gym. Or at Farragut, they always re-wax the court during winter break. My favorite smell, one of my favorite smells anyways. Fresh lawn clippings up there, gasoline, and then paint.
Whoa.
Yep.
Now, I'm not
you're out here
there.
Huffing gas
I'm
and
not,
paint?
I'm not killing
Will's
brain
dad.
Cells. I'm not
Will's
killing
dad.
Brain
we
cells.
We have a conversation.
But those...
It's just
they're,
the smell.
Yeah, they're smells.
All right, I'll go next. I also had fresh cut grass right after it's been mowed. I love that smell. I've got the new car smell when you get like a new car. They even have, I think, the
there's a new freshener. Yeah,
I like that too. Third, I got baby lotion, like smelling like babies and the lotion that.
That's a little bit weird.
Why?
Smelling like babies is just not
a
phrase
like
I think
baby.
I would ever.
I feel like babies smell good. Like
baby
the
lotion.
Yeah. And then...
I mean, I've heard, like, soft as a baby's bottom.
Yeah.
But, like...
Babies smell good to me.
I don't know about that.
Is that weird?
I've been around too many babies to,
I mean, obviously not when they, like, you know, are stinky.
Dookie themselves.
Yeah. And then last for me is gasoline as well. I like to smell
good
gasoline.
Lord, what is wrong with you two?
Okay, Ben, let's hear yours.
Yeah, let's hear
good
yours.
Good Lord.
You ain't got any weird ones?
Not gas or paint.
Okay.
Who's out there smelling gas and like, oh yeah, I love that.
I mean, it's not like a
like whenever I'm
it's
filling
not
up
something I set out to like smell.
It's not like a
whenever
huff.
Whenever I'm filling up my tank, I'm not like.
I guarantee a lot of people like the smell of gasoline. A lot of people listening right
if
now.
You,
are like,
if you like the smell of gasoline, please tweet us at BWE18, at Julia Ramsey _, and at Stevens865. Please tweet us if you like the smell of gasoline. I want to see if I'm the odd man out
Maybe
here.
Maybe they're afraid to admit it, like unlike me and Will.
That's just so weird to me. That's just so weird to me.
All right, get to your list.
Okay, fine. First up, I'm going with freshly cooked, freshly made barbecue. Love the smell of barbecue.
It's a good one.
I went to Buddy's today for lunch. It was awesome. You know, whenever you pull up and you just get that first whiff,
it's good smell.
That's amazing. Next up, Christmas tree. The real Christmas tree.
Oh, that is a good one.
The real Christmas tree in your house.
Yep.
That just
my family always gets the real
oh,
tree.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Gotta get the real tree.
If you're a fake tree family, I'm sorry, but you're wrong and
you're
I hate you.
Yeah.
I've got a Twitter notification. Let's see if
finish your list.
Masochist of all says gasoline smells awesome, dude.
See?
Damn it.
Billy Williford. I like the smell of gasoline.
See?
Of course Grayson Allard wouldn't. Billy Wilford just tweeted
calling
in.
Calling you Grayson Allen.
Billy Wilford's going to catch these hands. All right, so.
Finish your list.
What have I done so far? Barbecue, Christmas tree. I'm with the new car smell as well.
Okay.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites of all time. And lastly, I'm kind of thinking of this one on spot, to be quite honest. I only got three.
So you don't have any weird ones that you're like ashamed to admit?
I'm trying to think.
Gasoline, Sharpie.
I'm trying to think. Okay, the Sharpie.
Sharpie?
I think Sharpie might be my weird one. I remember, yeah, I do love the freshly opened, brand new. You crack it open, yeah. You get that first whiff.
It's not like you're sitting there, you know, well, some people might, but it's just, it's a smell. You smell it and you're like, oh.
Sharpie's a good one. I'm going to take Sharpie.
There you go.
That'll be my weird one. Gasoline and paint, I don't think I'll fold on. And Billy Wilford, I'm going to beat your ass sometime.